USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bottom line is this trip is about, once again, positioning America in this region for the future. We are not going to leave a vacuum in the Middle East for Russia or China to fill.
President Biden's comments in Saudi Arabia on Friday. Biden meeting with Saudi officials where he said they discussed energy security, opening Saudi's airspace to Israel, and human rights. Fresh off a trip to the Texas border with Mexico, a group of Republican senators say they're shocked at what they saw. The expedition was led by Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn.
Dead bodies that, frankly, are not the kind of thing that any of us want to look at, but it is the reality.
The senator blaming the Biden administration for the problems on the U.S.-Mexico border. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Senator Joe Manchin said Thursday he won't support the president's Build Back Better plan. On the West Virginia radio show Metro News Talkline, Manchin says it won't be inflammatory to add more inflation.
It takes the taxes to pay for the investment in the clean technology that I'm in favor of. But I'm not going to do something and overreach that causes more problems.
His decision comes after Wednesday's CPI report showing that inflation rate jumped to 9.1%, the highest in 40 years. The president now saying he supports a slimmed-down bill that aims at lowering prescription drug prices. Tiger Woods got emotional as he finished his second round at the Open Championship in Scotland. Woods is at 9 over par and missed the cut. Woods saying he doesn't know if he'll be physically able to play another Open Championship at St. Andrews. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Another member of the Biden administration is weighing in on inflation.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen weighed in on the latest inflation numbers while Republicans continue to blast the Biden administration over the rising costs of goods. Yellen, on a conference call Thursday, said inflation is unacceptably high, end quote. Republican Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma during a press briefing on Capitol Hill.
This is the Biden economy. This economy that we have right now of 9.1% inflation is directly tied to the Democrat policies and the things that they have passed in the past year that have dramatically increased the prices on Americans. While they talk about their benevolence, they're going to go help everyone, they're actually pushing prices up on everyone right now, and we continue to deal with energy issues now.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The government is ordering another 2.5 million doses of the monkeypox vaccine. The Department of Health and Human Services says deliveries will arrive in the Strategic National Stockpile beginning in 2023. That will bring the United States' supply to almost 7 million doses. NASCAR drivers this weekend are making their way to the New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the Ambetter 301. Green flag drops just after 3 o'clock Eastern Time Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.